Welcome to Amici, news and insights from the New York Judiciary and the Unified Court System. I'm John Carr. Amici is partnering with the Office of Workforce Diversity to bring you a new series of interviews with Unified Court System staff from diverse backgrounds who play a vital role in helping the court system achieve its goals and mission. The interviews will be conducted primarily by Susan Goodman from the Office of Workforce Diversity. As always, the Amici podcasts will be available both on the court system's website and through the iTunes podcast library. Additionally, Q&A articles based on these interviews will be available for the Office of Workforce Diversity webpage. Today we offer you the inaugural interview. Susan's guest is Nala Woodard. Nala has worked in city and state government since 2009. In October 2018, he was promoted from Deputy Chief Clerk to Chief Clerk of the Albany County Family Court. In this position, he manages the necessary systems and relationships for the court to thrive, including overseeing administration, providing professional staff support, and building strong community ties. He also has extensive management experience in the educational realm, working as a consultant, teacher, and principal.
Nala, you started your career as a teacher and principal. How do you feel that has influenced your current job?
Well, I think it helps me to take the time, dealing with, people and people looking to you for guidance. I'm always going to give 100% to whatever I'm doing, both in the field of education as well as in a family court. But when you take the time to get to know people, it gives you a purpose for that drives what you do. You can't affect, change anything in doing that, but it's certainly purpose. Having a purpose for driving as a driving factor behind helping people is always good. And, I like to, step outside of the realm and, as I did when I was in education and getting to know the families. And the same applies to the court. Sometimes I step from behind the window to see how I can help them. And obviously our hands are tied in many ways in terms of how we can help them. And so I'm always conscious of that. But I think both in education and in family court, you're working with a family unit and more specifically with children and trying to, make the best, get the best outcome for the children. Now, I may not be involved directly in the courts with how that outcome is, but certainly in making sure that we expedite the process and moving with a sense of urgency, the same way I did in education. I have and will always have a passion for helping children and families.
Great. And what three words would you, if you had, to choose three words, what three words would you use to describe your current role? And if you could, also describe or compare to your previous job as a deputy clerk.
Okay. I would say certainly exciting. It's fast-paced, it's purposeful. So, and as it relates to me being the deputy chief clerk, I think it was really the same. It was exciting, and now it still is exciting, as well as fast-paced and purposeful. I think if I don't serve a purpose in a position, then I won't pursue a position. So that purpose came naturally, moving from the deputy to the chief clerk position. And it became even more fast-paced. So maybe the one difference was is there's certainly more on your plate as the chief clerk from the deputy chief clerk.
So how would you describe purposeful in terms of your current job?
I think always referring back to the mission of the courts, is where you find your purpose. Is what are we doing here? And not just me and my staff. What is our purpose? Is to serve the people and to serve them in a timely manner, at least as far as the court clerk's function is to get them, get the petitions in and move them on so that we can, we don't want to be a barrier to justice, but rather we want to make sure that everyone has access to justice. So really, the court has done a great job of laying the foundation of key principles for us to follow to make it easy for us to understand the purpose that we serve. And a lot of times in family court, where people are visiting us, you know, not because they want to. So making sure that we're sensitive to and compassionate, you know, for what they may be going through. So,
just in terms of the listener, what kinds of things do you mostly see in family court? Just to describe very specifically.
Well, a lot of my interactions would probably be with people, you know, when at their point of entry in the court, whether it's their first time or they've been here multiple times, is usually when they are filing their petitions. So, and a lot of times you see people who are maybe looking for guidance, may have a lot of questions. Some people may be frustrated with the process. Some people may, not be as trusting in the process. And so, you know, with all of that, the idea is to, create a court and a system in general that where people do have trust in the process, and you are able to meet their frustrations with a sense of calmness to bring them down, and they understand that you are working with them, And so we do see, you know, a variety of emotions or lack thereof in the court and at the front window. But our job is to adjust. You know, we're in a business of not just serving but also customer service. So our job is to adjust, and for each litigant that we meet can be as different as night and day.
And what specific kinds of cases do you see? Just so that everyone understands what family court is.
Okay, a majority of the cases that we see are dealing with custody and support. We also have a drug court in Albany County Family Court. We also have a domestic violence part. And so we're dealing with custodies and guardianships and support-related matters and people looking to, filing petitions for those. They're also filing modifications, and if an order has been violated, then they're filing those. So that would really, there's a lot more, juvenile delinquent petitions. We work closely with, county agencies, in our case, Albany County agencies, with filings and So that, in a nutshell, is the petitions, the general petitions that we deal with.
Okay, that's helpful. Thank you. So this is a pretty straightforward question. What do you like most about your new job?
Overall, I like the ability to affect change, helping people both directly and indirectly, and working with a wonderful and dedicated staff.
And following up from that, what would you say is your biggest achievement to date, personal or professional, or both?
Okay, I think my biggest achievements to date. I wouldn't, obviously, if it's personal, it would be my children. Not an achievement, but more of a just an absolute joy and a pleasure. I'm a father of two. My son is 10 and my daughter is 8. And professionally, I think my joy or my big achievements would be from stages from being an educator, both a teacher and a principal, was seeing my students from years past graduating from college. In fact, yesterday I just saw one of my students. I remember most of their names, remembered her name as well as her mother's name, and knew for sure that she was in a junior in college, so she's, finishing, she's on her way to finishing college But seeing my students graduate from college,
that must be a wonderful feeling.
Yeah, leading successful careers. And she ran up to me, so, but it was great to know that you haven't had an impact on a child and or a former student in their family. Another achievement was certainly being, you know, I worked for the city of Albany as the chief, as the city clerk, and being the first African-American city clerk in the city's 225-year history, that was a big accomplishment for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, when I became, at the age of 26, becoming one of the youngest principals in the state of New York, was also a very wonderful achievement, you know, for me. Things that I can look back and share with my children, but it just, you know, a sense of accomplishment for me,
mm-hmm.
Which I don't get to share very often.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are major achievements. Okay, so let me just, could you describe a current typical day in your professional life?
Usually when I get in, first thing is I check the emails and the voicemails to make sure that everything is caught up. And in some cases, you know, there are situations in the morning that you have to respond to quickly, staffing needs being one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly after, I'd make sure that we're all engines are going in all parts. I will, you know, maybe follow up on any notes that I have on my desk for from the prior day. Prior business day,
mm-hmm.
as well, you know, I'm going straight for every morning. I do rounds in the court, so I go out first and check the our front window area, and greet all of the employees, and have quick discussion with them, and then I head out, check the security at the front, and I head up the stairs to the waiting area, and I do a walkthrough. I check the attorney's room and peek my head in there, just greeting everyone, and then I walk through the waiting area. So I do my rounds, just to get a feel for the culture, the environment in the court each day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's always nice to make myself. It really, the purpose is for me to check on the building and as well to make myself available and visible. To people if they have questions or issues.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of times it's attorneys or the court attendants that may have questions. And as well, you know, walk back down through all chambers. And, you know, after that I usually start, I prefer not to be behind my desk, but a good portion of the work that I do is behind the desk and a lot of emails, meetings. As well, both impromptu is those, as well as meetings that are scheduled, I think it's just really just dealing with meetings and emails, as well as implementing systems, because this is still relatively new. So, you know, thinking and strategizing about the best direction of the court, I think about that several times a day, especially being relatively new to the position. Which direction do we mm-hmm. want to go in? And who are the necessary people to be involved, and what, if any, systems are needed. No 2 days are alike, really. You spend a lot of time, fielding questions from staff, with files and petitions and how to, looking for guidance and direction on how to proceed with those. And I deal a lot with that. My door is always open to my staff, and they come in and, make inquiries throughout the day.
All right. And do you have, would you say you have somebody who you consider a mentor? And if so, why?
I think right now I have, there's so many people. I mean, I think that first and foremost, all of the judges have been, have lent a helping a hand to me. And that's been great. I think probably since I've in this new position and more recently, but also in the past, I've had three individuals that have really stepped up and helped me in our district office. Our deputy district executive Christy Bass has really been made herself available to me and offered to assist me in any way she can. We also have a chief clerk in Ulster, Elaine Steinmeier. She's also been made herself available to me and my staff to assist us. So she's, you know, phone calls, emails, been able to come up and visit and provide guidance and feedback. So she's been helpful. And then as well, Tony Walters with the Office of Workforce, the Director of the Office of Workforce and Diversity, you know, has been also helpful in terms of making himself available in any way necessary or for questions, and believing in me as well as, you know, there's really, you know, I'm saying three and you're asking probably for one, and there's far too many, at our district office. I mean, our whole, in my opinion, the district office has just been very supportive of not mentoring, but, you know, supportive of I'm sure all the courts, but supportive and so it's been great. I mean, it's really like a big family, so a lot of people have contributed.
And if you had to advise a prospective applicant to the court system, what would your advice be?
I would say the court is a great place to work, hands down, the best place I've ever worked. However, what you invest in the court system is, in my opinion, is what it will invest in you. And I say, you know, it's not just going about doing a 9-to-5. You know, and really understanding, you know, what our purpose is, you know, if it's whatever the purpose may be. And I think that finding that purpose in whatever you do, no matter where you go. But I think that the court system is a great system, is fantastic in my mind, because what you invest, you reap the benefits of it, even from the simply knowing that, you know, you've helped to provide relief or make a difference in someone's life, even in an interaction or a smile from someone who may be coming in here down. So letting them know that they have really the power and the influence to change people's lives, as well as it being a great place to work. And at the end of the day, I would say never lose focus of the purpose for being here, which is to help and serve the people, bottom line.
Mm-hmm. Good words, yeah. And then one last question. Before you leave this position, which hopefully is a long time
right.
in the future, what would you like your greatest achievement to be? I mean, you probably answered it somewhat in what you just said, but maybe you could just elaborate a little bit.
Right, and you know, I think, and as I mentioned in my prior achievements, being a first and being the youngest, and you know, I'm not so much at a point now in my life where I'm getting caught up in being first or being the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I wasn't then, but things just happened, But I think my greatest achievement would be understanding that we dealt with one person at a time to make a difference. I that's my philosophy, period, is, because I don't, every interaction you have with people, to make it, to do what you can and to make it an interactive, an exchange, And the greatest, I guess my greatest achievement overall, if that wasn't saying it, is, if I was to leave this position, which I, just got here, so I can't even imagine, but mm-hmm. is to leave the court in a better condition, in a better place than it was handed to me. And that's always the case, not to say that it wasn't, handed to me in a great condition. You know, but that's mm-hmm. always my job and someone's job taking over. Taking the lead on something is to do your part to contribute, whether it means with the staff, whether it means with handling the petitions in a timely manner, making sure that everyone is trained, is to leave the court in better hands than I found it.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a goal of mine no matter where I go, is to leave the organization better than I found it, to have known that I contributed. Whether it be in the morale of of the court, whether it be in the procedures, systems. So that, you know, that would be my greatest achievement, is just knowing that I made a difference and left the court in a better place than I found it.
Very inspiring words. So, Nella Woodard, Chief Clerk of the Albany Family Court, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I thank you very much for this time that we've had to get to know you and your work,
right.
Your very important work.
Thanks for listening to Amici. You find all of our recent podcasts on the court system's website at www.nycourts.gov, and most are also in the iTunes podcast library. If you have a suggestion for an Amici podcast, please let me know. I'm John Carr, and I can be reached at 518-453-8669 or jcaher@nycourts.gov. In the meantime, stay tuned.